I think it's really important for parents and caretakers to realize that their child's time online is monetized.
Dr. Amanda Rafool, the study's lead author, tells WTOP findings like this demonstrate the need for government regulation on social media platforms.
As of now, there's no legal obligation for any of these social media platforms to change their practices in a way that would be less harmful for young users.
She says when companies are making that much money off advertising to kids, they tend to turn a blind eye to the negative impacts.
More and more research is finding associations between social media use and social media advertising with negative mental health outcomes among youth. These include depression, anxiety, body dissatisfaction, as well as eating disorders.
Grace Newton, WTOP News.